If you're looking for signs of hope for the future, you're likely to find them in local high school science projects. They're impressive not just for their ingenuity, but in the values they reflect, protective of resources and the planet in ways that earlier generations never were, committed to reversing the short-sighted patterns that have done so much damage in the past. Sri Cuddy is an 18-year-old senior at St. Andrew's Priory School, whose project has qualified again for the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. She and her partner, Ariana Kim, have spent the last couple of years searching for ways to make use of invasive algae, and Sri is with us this morning. Good morning, Sri.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
When you and Ariana started on this project, Ariana came and told us about it on the show as it was just kind of getting underway. And the idea was that the invasive algae that, for example, clog up Kaneohe Bay can have some uses on land that haven't been implemented up to now, yeah?
Right. So what we figured out is that using macroalgae can be implemented on a local, national, and a global scale. And we really wanted to extend the applications of creating energy, renewable energy, creating carbon nanotubes, alternative fertilizer, as well as alternative animal feed.
So the algae that is currently gathered up in the bay with things like the super sucker,
right,
can be recycled in its entirety.
Mm-hmm. So you can use every single part of the macroalgae for various purposes, like the four that I just mentioned. And the great thing is that macroalgae is a wasteful substance. It's not currently used in any...
It's just thrown away.
Right, it's just thrown away.
Mm-hmm. So instead of throwing it away, you do what?
So what we're trying to do is ferment it using sewage or cow manure, and then using the byproducts of that fermentation for various applications that help move us toward a sustainable world.
So you're taking it and composting it, in mm-hmm. effect. Is that an accurate description?
Right.
So by doing that, where do the nanotubes come in?
So the nanotubes are really the future.
We should define them first.
Right. So they're really the future of nanotechnology. And nanotubes can be used for a number of purposes, such as water filtration, prosthetics, and any other application you can think of. And so to create nanotubes, you need a pure carbon source. So currently,
a nanotube is a piece of material that's very lightweight and very strong.
Right. It's very lightweight, very strong, uh-huh. and it's really great for the for various things. So uh-huh. to create these, you need a pure carbon source. So what we figured out is that you can take out a substance called lignin from algae cells uh-huh. and use that to create carbon nanotubes instead of graphite, which has to be mined.
And mining, of course, is a non-renewable, is part of the non-renewable thinking that
right.
was around for a few thousand years before you guys came along,
yes.
right?
Right.
So what does it take and what are the costs involved, I guess, in converting that, lignin, was that the term?
Right, lignin.
Converting lignin to nanotubes requires what kind of process?
So there actually isn't any...
To carbon, I'm sorry.
Right, so there's no process as of now. We're the first ones to kind of think of using lignin from algae cells. So we're trying to figure out a process on our own. We've come up with different sort of strategies, but we haven't really put a cost or a figure on it yet. But it's definitely plausible, as we've seen through various types of experimentation. So we're trying to come up with the method as of now.
So that's kind of where you're at, because of
right.
course the first question you're going to be asked for implementation is, okay, what's it going to cost me to make this conversion?
Right.
But assuming, in the hopes that a low-cost method could be found, this really could be a kind of breakthrough, huh?
Right. So instead of having to use, again, graphite, having to mine things, having to use unsustainable resources, you can use macroalgae, a wasteful substance that kills the ecosystem, that marine ecosystem. You can actually use it for amazing things like these.
I would think that there were probably other materials that are currently going to waste for which similar things can be said.
Right.
Idea being, well, for one thing, you see it as a source of pure carbon,
mm-hmm.
and that allows you to make the nanotubes. And then the rest can, in effect, just be used like any other waste material as fertilizer, as compost.
Right. So after you take out the lignin from algae, you can use the remaining carcass of the algae for fertilizer or animal feed or various other applications. So literally every part of the algae is going to be used, which is the great part. Everything is going to be used.
When you say use it for animal feed, so it has nutritious, nutritive properties? It has protein or?
It has. So right now we're testing the specific parts of the algae, but we know that red algae in particular has about the same nutritional values as currently used sources today, like corn and soybeans. So we know that it will be as effective.
You know, Sri, the difference between the world that I grew up in and the world that you grew up in is that I grew up in a world where we thought there was going to be an infinite amount of everything. I mean, that's an overly simplified view. But you never had that perspective, did you? You grew up with an understanding that we were running out of resources and we needed to reverse some trends.
Right. So Ariana and I actually created this project off of something we learned in Hawaiian history about how the Hawaiians used coconut trees to its max potential, how every single part of the coconut tree was used. So we wanted to make sure that all the parts of the algae were used in the same way for anything from fertilizer to the creation of prosthetics.
The fact that you were inspired by Hawaiian history kind of comes back to a thing that we see again and again, which is that a lot of ideas that were abandoned centuries ago mm-hmm. were actually pretty good ideas.
Right, they're really great ideas.
So where does it go from here? You're going to a national presentation of your idea.
So Ariana will be representing the both of us at a national symposium in Ohio in late April.
Uh-huh.
And the both of us will be representing this project next week at the Hawaii State and Science and Engineering Fair, and as well as the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair in May.
Has this been pretty exciting for the two
of
you?
It's been really exciting, yes.
I bet. How long has it been? It was a year or so ago we talked to Ariana, but mm-hmm. the project was already a year or so old by then, right?
Right. So by now, it's been about a year and a half, almost 2 years since we started.
Well, Sri, we're going to want to keep in touch about this, right? As
right.
you become, you know, a captain of industry and this idea takes place all over the world. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Sri Cuddy and her partner, Ariana Kim, will present their project the weekend of March 28th at the State Science and Engineering Fair at the Hawaii Convention Center. Again, as she said, at the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair in Phoenix, Arizona in May. And Sri is on her way to UH next year.